Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
I see nobody, not many people follow the instructions to move up.
我看到弟兄姊妹好像没大听话啊，往前坐。
It's a big place.
就是很大的一个讲堂。
But we trust that the Lord will minister to every corner of this room.
相信神会对我们每一位说话。
Let's have another short word of prayer.
我们再有一点简短的祷告。
Father, every time we come together before you, we are thankful.
天父，我们每次来到你面前，我们都满了感恩。
When we break the bread and drink the cup,
我们来擘饼，来喝杯，来纪念你。
We remember how it all started for each one of us.
我们想到你为着我们每一位如何的来摆上。
We remember what you did for each and every one of us by going to the cross.
我们想到你为着我们每一位上了十字架。
Father, what we participate in today is of you.
主，我们这次来到你面前就是来单单寻求你。
We are so thankful that we can be called children of God.
我们何等感恩能够被称为神的儿女。
And we are so thankful that we can come to you as your beloved children. To sit at your feet.
我们可以今天能来到你的脚前听你的话，是何等感恩。
Father, we come to you knowing that man has nothing good to say.
天父，我们来到你面前，每一次真是都是来到你。
We ask you to be gracious to us.
我们求你向我们施恩。
Be gracious to the speaker.
对我们讲话的施恩。
Be gracious to the hearer.
也对我们听话的神。
May we get a glimpse into your heart this morning.
我们能够看到你的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I think everybody is very familiar with the story of Jacob.
我相信弟兄姊妹都对雅各的故事很熟悉。
Jacob left home for about 20 years.
雅各离开家有二十年。
And after being away from home for 20 years, he was coming back home.
他离开家二十年以后就再回家。
He had left with nothing but a staff in his hand.
他离家的时候只有一个杖。
Now he's coming home, a very successful man.
他回家的时候就非常的成功。
He's coming home like a conquering king, so to speak.
他好像是战胜了一切回家。
He had wives.
他有妻子们。
He had maids.
他有一些的侍女们。
He had children.
他有孩子们。
And he was coming home with great wealth.
他也有很多的财富。
But as he got closer to home,
当他快进家的时候，
he started to remember what he had done to Esau.
他就想到对他的哥哥以扫所做的。
Jacob had taken Esau's birthright.
雅各就骗取了他哥哥的这样的长子的名分。
And Jacob had stolen Esau's blessing.
也偷了他哥哥的祝福。
When Jacob stole his blessing,
当雅各偷了他哥哥的祝福的时候，
Esau was already pretty mad that he had taken his birthright.
这个他的哥哥以扫还对他的这个骗取他 长子名分非常愤怒。
But when Jacob stole his blessing,
当这个雅各夺取了他的祝福的时候，
The Bible tells us that Esau was so angry that he wanted to murder his own brother.
这圣经就告诉我们，这以扫如此发怒，要把他的弟弟杀掉。
His mother, Jacob's mother, found out and sent them away.
雅各的母亲
to her brother Laban.
雅各的母亲发现以后呢，就把雅各把他拆去到他自己的哥哥那里，拉班那里去。
For safekeeping.
那为了使他能够得到保全。
So Jacob is on his way back home after 20 years.
雅各二十年以后回家。
When Esau finds out that Jacob is coming home,
当以扫发现雅各要回来的时候，
Esau prepared a welcome party.
他就为他开了一个欢迎的仪式。
He gathered an army of 400 men.
他就招聚了400个壮士。
400 men coming to greet Jacob.
这400个壮士就去欢迎他的弟弟雅各。
When Jacob found out that Esau is coming to greet him with an army of 400 men,
雅各知道了他哥哥带着400个壮士来迎接他的时候,
he's terrified.
他非常的害怕。
You know, this should have been a happy occasion.
这应该是个非常欢乐的时候。
But it looked to Jacob, it was going to be a big slaughter.
但是呢，对雅各来说呢，却不一样。
Desperate, Jacob prayed to God.
所以雅各就非常在绝望中向神祷告。
Facing death, he prayed to God.
当他面临死亡的时候，他就向神呼求。
Brothers and sisters, when we pray out of desperation,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在绝望中向神祷告的时候，
aren't those the most genuine prayers from our heart?
实在是我们心中发出的常常是最真实的祷告。
And the Lord uses those deep, genuine prayers from our heart to do wonderful works in us and through us.
神也用到我们内心中最深的真实的祷告向我们做工。
Let's read Genesis chapter 32, verses 9 to 12.
我们一起读创世纪的32章的第9到第12节。
This is a little bit before the text that is in the bulletin.
这是我们在这个单章上所选的这个经节之前的几节。
Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord who said to me, Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you. I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. For with my staff only I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me and the mothers with the children. For you said, I will surely prosper you and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which is too great to be numbered.
9到12节，雅各说：“耶和华我祖亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神呢？你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要厚待你。” 你像仆人所示的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。我先前只拿着我的杖过着约旦河，如今我却成了两队了。求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
I don't know if how many of you know. Do you know how old Jacob is at this point in his life?
你知道这时候雅各有多大吗？
Jacob is about 90 years old.
他有差不多90岁的样子。
He's not a young man.
他不是个年轻人了。
How do we know that he is about 90?
你怎么知道他差不多90岁呢？
We can work backwards from the time that Jacob told Pharaoh that he was 130 years old.
我们可以从用倒推法，从他告诉这个法老王他的年龄开始算起。
So here is Jacob at 90, about 90 years of age.
这时候雅各是差不多90来岁的样子。
And he prayed.
他祷告。
He did not pray to his own God.
他不是按照自己来祷告。
He prayed to the God of my father Abraham and my father Isaac.
他是向着他父祖亚伯拉罕和他的父亲以撒的神祷告。
And this is not the first time he prayed to God.
这不是他第一次向神祷告。
All the prayers before this, he prayed to the God of his father Abraham and to the God of his father Isaac.
他前面也向亚伯拉罕的神，他父亲以撒的神祷告。
He was not praying to his own God.
但是他不是对自己的神祷告。
The Lord was not his God yet, but this very night, the Lord was going to change that.
主不是他自己这个雅各的神的、但是呢，今天这一夜，刚才提到这一夜，就要改变这个事实。
This ought to be an encouragement for those of us who have very old children who are still not believers yet.
这对我们当中有很多的孩子还没有相信神是一个鼓励。
If you have children who are in their teens, who are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s,
若是你有孩子，可能是在青少年或者二十、三十、四十岁甚至。
Let's keep praying for them.
我们继续为他们祷告。
At 90, Isaac still did not have Jehovah as his own God.
像雅各九十岁了，他还没有真正把耶和华当他自己的神。
Now let's read Genesis 32, 22-31.
我们在读创世纪三十二章同一章的二十二到三十二节。
Now he arose that same night and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and he sent across whatever he had.Then Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.So he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. He said, Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him and said, Please tell me your name. But he said, Why is it that you ask my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said,I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved. Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh.
22节，他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发。所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”那人说：“你名叫什么？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”那人说：“你的名不要再叫雅各。”要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。雅各问他说：“请将你的名告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？”于是，在那里为雅各祝福。雅各便给那地方起名叫比努以勒，意思说：“我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。”日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
The Lord appeared to Jacob and wrestled with him all night.
主向雅各显现，整夜和雅各摔跤。
Jacob at first must have thought he was dreaming.
雅各可能会想到他自己是在做梦。
Here he was trying to get some rest before he met with Esau.
他原来是想在他见哥哥之前要休息一下。
And a stranger comes and starts wrestling with him.
有一个陌生人和他来就摔跤。
You know, if we know anything about Jacob, he's never going to give up without a fight.
你知道，你了解雅各的都知道，他不会轻易放弃，一定要做一个斗争。
The Lord wrestled with him, and he wrestled with the Lord all night.
主与雅各，雅各与主啊，整夜的摔跤。
Are there any wrestlers here?
大家当中有没有练过摔跤的?
Anybody ever wrestle? Oh, one person? Okay.
有一个，其实我们看到有一个练过摔跤。
I'm not talking about wrestling your brother, I'm talking about like wrestling and oh, good, good.
不是和你的弟弟哥哥摔跤，真实摔跤。
Wrestling is exhausting, right?
摔跤是非常累的。
I've never wrestled, but I have arm wrestled.
我没有练过摔跤。
When you arm wrestle with somebody who is very similar in strength as you,
我和大家掰过手腕，但是知道这个掰手腕也非常的累人。
And you're locked for 5, 10, 15 minutes.
你有时候要5分钟、10分钟的来和另一位抗衡。
It's exhausting.
非常的累人。
10, 15 minutes of arm wrestling is exhausting.
你要用10-11分钟和对手来掰手腕的话，非常累人的。
Full body wrestling all night?
你全身要用全身来摔跤一晚上的话，那一整夜的话是非常累人的。
I think 30 minutes into it, I die of exhaustion.
我的话就是30分钟就累坏了。
Brothers and sisters, wrestling with the Lord is a long, painful process.
弟兄姊妹们，与神摔跤实在是非常长和辛苦的事情。
As I mentioned before, Jacob is about 90 years old.
我已经提到雅各那时候将近就差不多90岁了已经。
Jacob may not have known it, but the Lord had been wrestling with him for a very long time.
雅各可能不知道，到那个时候，实际上神已经和他有一段时间的摔跤了。Jacob
had been resisting for 90 years.
雅各已经抗衡神已经有90年了。We
can see from here, it is so difficult for the flesh to die.
我们在这里看到，让我们的肉体，肉，这个属肉的，生命死是很难的。
Your flesh and my flesh will struggle and fight and wrestle against the Lord for a very long time.
你的肉体，我的肉体要和神抗衡，一直抗到很久的日子。
No matter how hard it is, no matter how tired we are, we will wrestle and fight and fight.
不管多困难，多辛苦，我们仍一直在和神摔跤。
We will resist until we cannot resist anymore.
我们会抵抗神，只等到我们抵抗不了了。And
then we will resist even more.
我们会继续的更多的来抵抗神。Jacob
resisted and wrestled with the Lord for a very long time.
雅各与神摔跤已经摔了很久了。Until
the Lord touched the thigh of his leg and dislocated it.
只等到主 来摸雅各的大腿窝。
And the Bible says he continued to wrestle.
他继续的来和神摔跤。
So our lone wrestler, have you ever wrestled? I wonder, well, if you've ever done arm wrestling or any kind of wrestling with an injury,
你有没有知道一个或者是用掰手腕或者摔跤受伤的人呢？
I've never had a dislocated hip. I've never had a broken bone.
我没有伤过我的骨头。
But I've had frozen shoulders on both shoulders.
我两个肩都受过伤。
And if you had frozen shoulder before, certain motions is excruciatingly painful.
当你的肩受伤的时候呢，你活动的时候将会非常的痛苦。
Jacob's hip was dislocated.
雅各他的大腿和这个臀部的这个关节就错了位。
And the wrestler knows when you're wrestling, you're not just using your arms, you're using your legs as well.
当你摔跤的时候，你不只是用你的上身，你是全身腿都需要用力。
Jacob was clinging on now.
雅各就抓住神。
I don't believe he has the strength to wrestle the Lord anymore. He's just clinging on.
我相信雅各没有那个力量能抗衡主，但他只是抓住主不放。
To Jacob's credit, although he could not wrestle the Lord anymore,
对雅各来说呢，他虽然不能和神抗衡
，He clung to the Lord，
但是呢，他的好处就是他不放下神。
I will not let you go unless you bless me。
他说，除非你祝福我，我就不让你走。
Once upon a time, he was stealing people's blessings.
曾经他偷取别人的祝福。
This time, Jacob was clinging to the Lord and asking for a blessing.
这一次他是抓住神要这个祝福。
The Lord was pleased to bless Jacob.
主就非常喜悦来祝福雅各。
It blesses the Lord so much when we cling to him. And ask him to bless us.
当我们抓住神要祝福的时候，神是何等喜悦。
It blesses the Lord so much when we cling to the Lord and not let go until he blesses us.
当我们抓住神，除非他祝福我们，我们不放手的时候，这是神的心非常喜悦。
One teenager asked, "Hey, didn't Jacob win?"
有一个十几岁的孩子这样问。
Didn't Jacob beat God in this wrestling match?
这是不是说雅各胜了神呢？在这个摔跤的时候。
When we look over the text, we might be able to come to that sort of a conclusion.
当你这个读圣经的时候，好像字面上是这样的意思。
Is it possible for man to strive with God and beat God?
你可能和人和神摔跤，能把神战胜吗？
It's not possible.
是不可能的。
It's impossible.
是不可能的事情。
We who were created lower than the angels.
我们甚至比天使都微小一点。
We are no match against the lowest of the angels.
我们甚至对这最微小的天使都战胜不了。
It is impossible for man to strive with God and prevail.
不可能人与神摔跤能战胜神。
The only reason why Jacob was able to wrestle with the Lord
唯一的原因雅各能够与神摔跤
was because the Lord humbled himself to the level of Jacob and wrestled with him.
是因为神愿意降卑自己到雅各的这个层次和他摔跤。
This is the condescending love of God.
这是一个降卑爱我们的主。
To lower himself to the level of man.
他能够把自己降卑为人。
Just the way a father kneels to embrace his son.
就像是一个父亲跪下来，来抱他自己的孩子一样。
A two-year-old cannot reach the father to embrace him.
两岁的孩子没有办法够着他的父亲。
But we as parents kneel, get on our knees to embrace our sons and daughters.
我们做父母亲的是跪下来，来抱我们的孩子们。
So the Lord kneeled. He knelt and embraced Jacob.
是主来跪下来抱这个雅各。
The Lord was embracing Jacob, but Jacob was resisting and fighting.
主来拥抱他，但是呢，雅各却抗衡神。
The embrace felt like a wrestling to Jacob.
这个神的拥抱好像在雅各看来是摔跤一样。
Jacob wrestled and fought and resisted against the Lord.
雅各就在那里摔跤来抗衡神。
But the Lord continued to condescend himself to the level of Jacob and embraced him.
但是主仍然降卑到雅各的层次来和他拥抱。
Do you remember your first wrestling with the Lord?
你有没有记得你第一次与主摔跤的时候？
The first time you heard the gospel.
第一次你听到福音。
And the Holy Spirit was wrestling with your heart.
在你的心中圣灵在里面和你摔跤。
I remember mine like it was yesterday.
我记得我的时候就像昨天一样。
For me, everybody has a different testimony.
每个人都有不同的见证。对我来说
，For me, the Lord had been working on my heart through Bible studies, through going to service, observing brothers and sisters.
对我来说，我是在观察，在和弟兄姊妹当中读经、一起聚会、观察的很多事情的时候。
He was ministering to me for a couple of years.
他主向我在有几年的时间向我说话。
Until one day,
有一天
，The Lord shared a message with me about forgiveness, receiving forgiveness of God through believing in Jesus.
神有一次就借着一个信息，就是讲到借着耶稣基督来得到赦免。
In my heart, I wanted to believe.
在我的心中，我愿意相信。
I know this doesn't happen with everybody, but the Lord wanted me to get up and go up.
不一定对每个人都是这样，但是那个时候主就让我起来到前面去。
Actually, the speaker actually made an altar call to come up.
在这个讲员呢，就来让呼召大家上前来。
If anybody wants to receive the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ, come up.
那任何一位愿意借着耶稣基督得赦免的，都上前面来。
I sat in the seat, struggling.
我在那个座位上坐着的时候，就非常的挣扎。
I sat in the seat, wrestling.
在那里坐着的时候，我就在摔跤。
I was afraid to go up.
我实在是有点害怕上去。
I didn't want to go up.
我不想上去。
I thought I would look silly.
我有点觉得可有点难堪一样。
I didn't want to go up.
我不想上去。
I wrestled.
我在摔跤。
I resisted.
我抗衡神。
But it was the condescending love of God that prompted me.
是那个神降卑的爱促使我。
It was the condescending love of God and the mercy of God that prompted me to go up and respond.
是神的降卑的爱和他的怜悯让我能够走上去，回应他。
I went up.
我上去了。
And my life has not been the same since.
我的生命从此就改变了。
So you remember the first time you wrestled with the Lord when it came to salvation?
你有没有在你救恩的起初有这样的经历和神摔跤？
At the end of Jacob's wrestling match with the Lord,
在最后雅各与神摔跤的时候，
Jacob had a new name.
雅各就得了个新的名字。
The Lord changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
主把他的名字从雅各改为以色列。
God was in his name now.
神在他的名字里面了，现在。
God was in his heart.
神在他的心中。
And the God of his father Abraham and the God of his father Isaac was now his God.
亚伯拉罕和以撒的神今天成为他的神。
In Genesis chapter 33, verse 20, it says, He erected an altar and called it El Elohi Israel.
在创世纪三十三章的二十节，他说在这里说，在那里筑了一座坛，起名叫以利以罗以以色列。
El Elohi Israel means God, the God of Israel.
这个以利以罗以以色列。的意思就是神是以色列神。
The God of his father Abraham and Isaac was now his God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒的神现在成为雅各的神，也就是以色列的神。
The Lord had been with Jacob all his life.
雅各在他一生中神没有离开他。
And walking with him for the first 90 years of his life.
神与雅各有九十年同行的时间。
The Lord was walking with him. From this moment on, he's going to walk with the Lord as well.
这个九十年以后，这件事情发生以后，不仅神与他同行，他也与神同行。
In Genesis chapter 48, when Isaac was dying and he blessed his sons.
当创世纪四十八章中，在以撒要去世的时候，在十五节中这里讲到。
He blessed Joseph and said, The God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked, The God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day.
在十五节这样说，他就给约瑟祝福说，愿我祖亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 21.
在希伯来书的十一章的二十一节这里讲到。
It says, by faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff.
雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
The limp that he received from the Lord from the wrestling that night.
在他与神摔跤腿瘸了的时候。
Remained with him for the rest of his life.
这个瘸腿就是伴生了他后半生。
And because of that limp, he walked with a stick.
所以他因为瘸腿的缘故，他就扶着杖啊来行走。
He leaned on that staff for everything he did.
他要做事情总是扶着杖来去做。
He learned to lean on the Lord wholeheartedly. From that day on,
从那一天起，他就靠着单单靠着神来生活。
The leaning of his body on the staff is the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
扶着杖是我们神儿子耶稣基督的见证。
He worshipped God leaning on the staff.
他扶着杖来敬拜神。
He blessed Pharaoh leaning on his staff. He blessed his sons leaning on his staff.
他来为孩子们祝福的时候，儿女祝福的时候，也是扶着杖。
He walked all the rest of the days of his life leaning on the staff.
他所有的余生的日子都是扶着杖来做的。
Thank the Lord that the Lord humbled himself to wrestle with Jacob.
感谢神，神降卑来与这个雅各摔跤。
Just as he humbled himself to wrestle with us to save us as well.
正像他与我们降卑来摔跤一样。
Just as God changed Jacob's name to Israel.
正像神改变雅各的名字成为以色列。
The Lord has changed our names and our identities as well.
他也使得我们的名字和我们的身份得到改变。
We are called Christians today because of that wrestling that the Lord was willing to do with us.
我们能称为基督徒，就是神和我们摔跤的结果。
That first wrestling match is only a one-time event.
这第一次的摔跤只是一时间的。
But even after we have become saved,
在我们得救以后，
life is all peace and joy for everybody, right?
是不是每个人都非常的喜乐，也非常的这个平安呢？
It's all peachy and smooth sailing.
是不是非常一帆风顺呢？事情都非常顺利呢？
Thank the Lord, He does not leave us the way He found us.
感谢神，他没有把我们仍然保持在我们认识他的时候。
The Lord continues to engage with us in a wrestling match.
神仍然与我们继续摔跤。
But this time as a loving father, and not as a judging God.
他是我们一个慈爱的父亲，不是来审判我们的神。
The salvation of our souls is for the glory of God.
我们魂的救恩是为着神的荣耀。
The revealing of the sons of God, of the Son of God in us, is also for the glory of God.
把神儿子在我们里面显现出来，也是神的荣耀。
This revealing of Christ,
这个是来彰显基督的事情。
The salvation of our souls,
是我们魂的救恩。
The sanctification process,
这个成圣的经历。
Is a lifelong process.
是我们一生的功课。
So the Lord continues to wrestle with us.
所以主继续与我们摔跤。
Thank God it's not every day.
不是每天
，but once in a while，
好像过一段时间就会有摔跤。
The Lord will corner us，
就神就会来到我们这里。
The Lord will grapple us，
就会抓住我们。
The Lord will embrace us，
就会来拥抱我们。
And wrestle with us，
并且与我们摔跤。
There's something in us that the Lord wants to change，
就是在我们里面，在我们里面有神要改变的东西。
And brothers and sisters, it's not behavior.
不只是一个行为上。
It's not that he just wants us to say the right things and do the right things.
不是我们要说对的事情，做对的事情。
Those are all byproducts of what the Lord wants to do inside of us.
这只是神要从我们里面改变的一个副产品。
When the Lord changes us from the inside,
神要让我们从里面改变。
It is natural that we will do and say the right things.
若是我们改变了以后，就会很自然地说和做对的事情。
Today, the Lord will engage us primarily through the Word of God.
对今天的日子，神常常重要的一个方式就是借着他的话。
He will use the Word of God,
用他的话
and the people we love around us,
是在我们周围爱我们的人。
To wrestle with us,
与我们摔跤
to engage us,
来使得我们与他有这样的关系。
You know, when we meditate on the Word of God,
当我们默想神的话的时候
that's wrestling.
这也是一个摔跤的过程。
It's interesting, the words, actually, it's not just one word that's translated into meditate.
这话不只是一个单数的话。
Words for meditate in the Old Testament,
在旧约中说的这个默想神的话
，For example, in Psalm 119 verse 15,
在诗篇的里面190篇中的
，It says, "I meditate on your precepts."
我119 119篇的十五节。
It says, I meditate on your precepts.
我要默想你的训词。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night.
约书亚的一章八节说，你要使这个律法书的话不要离开你的嘴唇，而是昼夜思想。
These two Hebrew words are actually different words.
这个在希伯来语言当中呢是不同的话
but the meaning of it is very similar
是这个意思但是非常的相似
these words mean to muse
是说要我们要思想
to complain
就是来默想
to talk
来说
to moan
是要来反刍
to growl
是就是在里面的深的思想
muse, complain, talk, moan, and growl
这些都是讲到这个我们从里面深处来对神的话来默想和深思
don't they sound like wrestling words?
是不是有点像摔跤的这个词
when we meditate on the word of God
当我们思想默想神的话的时候
yes, it does involve thinking about it
是讲到我们在思想
But what is happening is in our hearts we're wrestling with what God is saying
但是在我们的心里呢是一个在对神的话的一个摔跤
We wrestle because what God says and what's in our heart doesn't line up
我们之所以摔跤是因为神的话和我们里面的心思意念所想的是不一致的
But when the Lord engages us in that kind of a wrestling match,
当神与我们摔跤的时候
He wants to do something.
我们必须要做些。
He wants to change us from the inside.
就是让我们要必须在里面得到改变。
The Bible tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood,
圣经上说我们不是以属血肉的征战
but against the rulers, against the powers.
是与这个属灵的是这个天空中掌权的
against the world forces of this darkness
是在与这黑暗的权势征战
against the spiritual forces of wickedness.
是在这个里面邪灵控制邪灵的天空中掌权的。
So our first wrestling with the Lord was for salvation.
我们第一次与主与神摔跤是我们的救恩得救恩的时候。
And those of us who went through that, we are so thankful to the Lord for that.
我每一位经历过这件事情的都是对神非常感恩。
Because that changed our life.
因为那使得我们的生命得到改变。
But since then,
从那次以后
how many times have you and I wrestled with the Lord?
我或者你和神又有多少次摔跤呢？
Do you remember your second wrestling with the Lord?
你有没有记得你第二次与神摔跤的时候？
Do you remember your third wrestling with the Lord?
第三次呢？记不记得？
Fourth?
第四次呢？
Fifth?
第五次呢？
If we have never wrestled with the Lord again since that first wrestling,
若是我们第一次摔跤以后就再没有和神摔过跤，
How much are we changed?
你有多少改变呢？
Are we just like the way we were when the Lord found us?
是不是和我们当我们得救的时候的光景一样呢？
Do you remember your wrestling matches since the first one?
你有没有记得你第一次摔跤以后的摔跤的经历？
Brothers and sisters,The most profound changes in our life come as a result of these wrestling matches with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们里面最深的改变是借着这样和神摔跤的经历得到的。
Too often we run away.
很多时候我们逃避，逃掉。
Too often we do not engage.
很多时候神要让我们参与，我们不参与。
As the Lord would have it,
神所说的
when he wants to wrestle with us,
他要与我们摔跤
when he wants to wrestle with us, as I mentioned, he uses the word of God,
他要用神的话来与我们摔跤
and he uses the people that's the closest to us,
也用到我们最亲近的人与我们摔跤
Do you have any Esau's in your life?
你的生命中有没有你的以扫呢
？How many Esau's do you have in your life？
在你的生命中有几个以扫
？The Lord uses the people around us。
神用到我们周遭的人。
Maybe your Esau or your old Jacob is your wife。
也可能你的以扫是你的太太。
Maybe it's your husband.
可能是你的丈夫。
Maybe it's your mom or your dad.
可能是你的妈妈或者爸爸。
Maybe it's your boss.
可能是你的老板。
Maybe it's your children.
可能是你的孩子们。
But the Lord uses those closest to us.
但是主用到我们最亲近的人。
To point something out in us.
就把这个在我们的里面做工。
To tell us what's wrong with us.
来告诉我们我们错在哪里。
It's so strange how the Lord works.
这有点非常奇怪神的做事的方式。
We see the problem in the other person.
我们看到另一个人的问题。
How unreasonable the other person is.
实在是蛮很无理。
How proud and stubborn he or she is.
这么骄傲的这么顽梗。
And yet the Lord wants to wrestle with me.
但是神却与我来摔跤。
Something in my heart, the Lord wants to wrestle with.
是在我们心里面，神要来摔跤改变。
My husband is stubborn and proud.
我的先生非常的倔强，非常的骄傲。
My dad and my mom is unreasonable.
我的父母亲无理取闹。
Lord, you want me to submit to him?
主，你让我要来顺服他们吗？
It can't be done.
不可能。
It's impossible.
没有可能。
How can I, who am right, submit to the one who is wrong?
我是对的, 我怎么能够顺服那个错的呢?
But strangely, the Lord will keep pressing us.
但是呢, 非常奇怪的, 神一直要来给我们施压。
And he doesn't seem to wrestle with the other person.
他好像没有和对方摔跤。
But he's wrestling with me.
他是给我摔跤。
This is not right.
这好像看起来不对啊。
But it is the condescending love of the Lord to humble himself and continue to wrestle with us.
就是神降杯到我们的地位来与我们摔跤。
To obey his word,
来遵守他的话,
when everything in us cries out against it,
是我们里面都要反对神的话的时候,
if the Lord doesn't touch our thigh and dislocate it,
若是我们的神不使我们扭了腿,
we will keep on fighting.
他没有办法做到。
It is by the grace of God that he touches our hips and dislocates our hips.
是借着他的恩典使我们扭了我们的大腿, 我们可以来被他改变。
And when we come to that point,
我们来到这个点,
and we cannot fight with the Lord anymore,
我们不能够, 在和神摔跤的时候,
only thing we can do is just to cling to him.
我们只能做的就是抓住神,
and say, Lord, I can't go on.
说主啊我没有办法。
Please bless me.
来祝福我。
And that's it.
这就是这样。
It's over.
就已经完了。
We surrender to the Lord.
我们来把自己交给神。
And the peace that surpasses all understanding,
那个超乎一切的平安,
fills our hearts,
就充满了我们的心。
It's very strange how it works.
这个神做事的方式是何等奇妙。
After the wrestling match,
摔跤以后,
my wife is still the same.
我太太可能没改变。
My dad is still the same.
我爸爸也没改变。
My boss is still the same.
我的老板也没改变。
My children are still the same.
孩子们好像也没改变。
Something different in my heart.
但我的心却不一样。
A fragrance.
这里面,
a character.
是我们的性格,
a quality.
是我们的这个品质,
that is not of this world.
是不是这个世界所给的,所能给的,
is formed inside of us.
是在我们里面生出来的。
So that now when we speak,
当我们说话的时候,
now when we act,
现在当我们做事的时候,
from the outflow of our hearts,
在我们的里面流出来的,
what we say and do is a little bit different.
这个我们所出来的就不一样了。
And it is by the mercy of God,
是借着神的怜悯,
that our boss,
我们的老板,
our husband,
我们的丈夫,
our wives,
我们的妻子,
our parents,
我们的父母亲,
and our children,
我们的孩子们,
see something different in us,
能看到我们里面不同的地方,
and they give glory to God.
他可以把荣耀归给神。
As Christ is revealed in the sons of God,
当基督在神的儿子们当中显现的时候,
God gets the glory no matter what.
不管发生什么事情, 神都得到荣耀。
But if by the mercy of God, God allows those around us to see the glory of God.
是借着神的怜悯, 让我们周遭的人可以看到神的荣耀。
It is a wonderful testimony.
是一个非常美的见证。
You know, our faith,
知道我们的信心,
is very precious.
是非常的宝贵。
The Lord put his faith in each and every one of us.
神把他的信心放在我们每一位的当中。
And the Lord, once in a while, allows us to go through the fire.
神使得我们经过一段时间就经历一次火的试验。
Go through a testing.
借着一次的试炼。
go through a night of a wrestling match with the Lord.
经过一夜的与神摔跤,
because he's looking for something. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书1章6到7节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
There's no greater joy for us believers than to be a testimony for Jesus Christ.
能够成为耶稣基督的见证，是没有比这个更大的对我们信主的人的这样的喜乐。
And it brings great joy to the Father in heaven to see Christ in us revealed to this world.
也是使天上的父得到非常大的喜乐，若是我们能够使神的儿子在我们的里面得到彰显。
Maybe some of you are in a wrestling match even as we speak.
让我们当中的弟兄姊妹可能现在正在和神摔跤。
The Lord is grappling with you.
主就抓住了你。
Embracing you.
来拥抱你。
And you're fighting.
你在征战。
Resisting.
你在抵抗。
But remember, it is the condescending love of God to embrace us in such a way.
但是你记得，这是神降卑的爱，来这样的来，使我们能够和他有这样的关系。
He will not leave us the way He found us.
他不会把我们放在他当时碰到我们的起初的光景。
Sometimes we resist and we fight.
有时候我们抵抗，我们来和神征战。
For 90 long years.
也可能有很多的年日,
but the Lord is faithful.
但是神是信实的,
He marks us out.
他来和我们一起,
He will come back and embrace us again.
他要再回来再拥抱我们。
So if you are in that embrace, that wrestling match now,
若是你现在正在和神这样的摔跤当中,
May the Lord touch your thigh.
愿神也摸着你大腿窝的筋,
dislocated.
使这个筋能够被软弱,
so that you cannot fight anymore.
不再与神征战,
but that we would cling to the Lord.
而是抓住神,
and ask Him to bless us.
来求他的祝福,
because we cannot do it.
但是我们没有办法做。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for sending your beloved Son.
主，我们感谢天父，我们感谢你。
Who humbled himself?
你的儿子来降卑。
Became one of us.
成为我们这样的人的样式。
Died a sinner's death.
使得他能够像一个罪人一样死。
So that all of our sins may be forgiven.
使得我们所有的罪能够被赦免。
And he rose again.
他复活。
So that we can live a new and a resurrected life.
使得我们能够借着复活的生命来生活。
Father, we pray for each and every one of us.
天父，我们为着我们当中每一位祷告。
Whenever you engage us.
当你与我们有这样的关系的时候。
Whenever you desire to wrestle with us,
当你要与我们摔跤的时候,
we pray that you would have your way. Just the way you did with Jacob.
我们祷告你像当年得着雅各一样，也得着我们每一位。
That you would transform us and change us into your likeness.
能够改变我们，使我们能够变成你的形象。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
Because you will continue to seek after us and come after us.
你因为你会继续的来不放弃我们，来这样对我们。
And you will wrestle with us until your work is done.
你要来与我们摔跤，只等到你的旨意成就。
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
我感谢赞美你，因奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.